brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into overdrive, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday transmission. I usually smack my lips like that on air. Let's go to your phone calls right now. And I got some Bilderberg announcements I got to make that I didn't make, and a UN story I didn't cover. And I got a long way to go and a short time to get there, so I'll be sure and perseverate as long as possible. Let's talk to Nathan, then we'll go to Mike and Stephen. Nathan in Britannia, Albion. You say you're going to Bilderberg, or are you going to Bilderberg?
Yeah, of course I'm going to Bilderberg.
Well done, Lord Vader.
Hello there. You have been served me well, sir.
The largest religion in England now is Jedi.
Yeah, I know. Like, some internet partition went around years ago and everyone signed it, and it was a big thing around here a few years ago. But anyway, about this Bilderberg, with the council... With the local council making a faff around about all this festival, do you think they're actually intentionally trying to cause trouble, as in causing issues with everyone going to be there? Do you think that's part of the plan as well? And if you consider the Woolwich thing as well, that just seems a bit too close to comfort for this Bilderberg. So it seems like they're almost trying to set the scene up.
Sure. Here's the deal. They don't want attention on this. But they also love to control everything. So those two things are conflicting. I don't think they're doing this on purpose, trying to make it blow up in their face politically. But you've got me showing up, David Icke, members of UKIP. They're going to do whatever they can to stop parking, stop anybody getting into it. There'll be volunteers out there that are shuttling people back and forth. They're not going to stop anybody. Everybody's just got to converge on this hotel as citizen press and Twitter and Facebook and expose the globalists and shoot your own YouTube videos and show the police, acting like you've done something wrong walking down the street. Excuse me, may I put you in a database? And I go, can I put you in a database? In your extremist database? I'm here to cover these criminals that I'm paying for tax money, for you to surround and act like we're planning something. And they're not going to be able to stop everybody. And then I can't wait for the cops when I get there to come up and say, excuse me, did you see the license, information? I'll go, full well I'm Alex Jones, and then I'm here. Needless to say, I need to see the ID. And I'll have it all on video. So this is all about you dominating. And as soon as I do this, it'll be the continuum of domination, just like TSA sticking the hands down the pants. Maybe that's the new submission. Not tipping the hat, but you get to do a proctology exam on me, and I'm just going to sit there and illustrate how out of control they are. And again, if they would have just played it safe, had private security up front, kept people out, it wouldn't have been a big event. But now they'll have such a need to demonize protesters that they'll probably provocateur something. But they don't do it in a vacuum. We'll expose it. I mean, everybody knows the FBI went and executed this witness to the government bombing. Everybody knows they killed these FBI agents that were witnesses. I mean, they're just killing everybody in public. It's not working anymore. And so they'll just keep doing what they're doing. This is how the Soviet Union fell. So, they're going to continue waddling around, with psychological and psychic snot dripping out of their noses. Speaking of snot dripping out of the noses, God bless you, sir. Hope to meet you when I'm there. We have Henry Kissinger here with us. Henry Kissinger, will you please...
I was delayed.
You were delayed? Why were you delayed, sir?
I was dealing with a coward.
Let me ask you a question, Henry. You didn't 10 years ago when they arrested Pinochet in London. You canceled going to a globalist conference then because you're a wanted war criminal all over the world. Are you planning to go to this event?
I'll be there. I'll be on it like a hobo on a ham sandwich.
All right, that's not Henry Kissinger, ladies and gentlemen. That's someone far more wicked. All right, we'll be back with the conclusion of the worldwide transmission with Mike in Missouri and Stephen in Arizona. Drink your fluoride water. They love you.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it's been approved in the Senate. Looks like it's going to pass the House. Background checks for ammo in the Soviet Collective of California. I'm sure that'll stop the criminals from having any ammo. The power to track is the power to ban. The power to tax is the power to destroy. That's exactly what they're doing with Obamacare and selective taxation. More and more I realize it is the patriotic duty of Americans to not pay as many taxes as you can, fight every ticket, everything. Because none of it is designed to ever pay for the government. It's all designed to bankrupt the country. There's no amount of tickets you can write cops, no amount of revenue that'll ever pay for any of it. You notice as the revenue goes up, everything implodes. Because it's all siphoned out of the country. Oh, man, that's a bummer. I'm going to be out of town in England, and somebody who I really like is coming to town and wants to hang out. Anyways, all work and no play makes Jack insane. Let's go to your phone calls. You've been holding long enough. Mark in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi,
Mike, you're on the air. I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay, well, that's okay. Thanks a lot for having me, Alex. I just want to thank God for opening my eyes. The first thing I would like to say.
You don't want to thank fluoride for all it's done for you?
No, but I recently woke up, and I can understand the frustration that you have with sheeple. You know, just when you wake up, it's kind of hard when you have people around you who are still asleep. It's like a, it's kind of frustrating. It drives you crazy. And I just had a question. I mean, with my eyes open, I'm seeing everything progressing. I'm seeing everything taking form, taking shape. I've just started reading the Bible, thank God. And I'm seeing all this laid on the table. When do you think the actual collapse will happen?
Well, son, you're not going to have to worry about that because they're coming out with an anti-stress vaccine that evidence shows they put in some of the H1N1 as a test that actually eats the area of the brain that makes you have concern. You're not going to feel any more pain, son, very soon. How's that sound? No, I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm trying to just point out we're under chemical biological attack. I don't know the hour of the day of this madness. I almost wish they just accelerate it because then we could really try to do something. They're just creepily creeping along, slicing us all up, and packaging all the evil things they do as if it's the best thing since, you know, mother's milk. And it's just a general madness. And what it is evil, corrupt people always make excuses for what they're doing or claim there's some Machiavellian end justifies the means. And that's not the case. And I just cannot believe the fantastic phantasm of a system. I am just flabbergasted and flummoxed by the fiery frustration of the frivolous frivolity frothing forth. And I just want to try to get people to wake up and get out of their coma. That's all I'm really trying to do. I don't have all the answers. I don't know what to do. I just know.
News, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
So there's your answer, sir. And I'm not going to be sarcastic. You're a very touching caller. And you know, I don't know. What do you think about what's happening? I mean, here's the deal. Either things get crazy, corrupt, and people wake up and say no, as an organic awakening at a spiritual level, or, and this has happened a lot in history, and the system knows that, or they screw up everybody's compass so bad that we just kind of accept the craziness, and at the point we've reached in history, in the decadence, if it goes any further without being reversed, it will fall into Night on Bald Mountain where every evil is released. I mean, what do you think?
I personally think, because I was considered a person, I was supposed to be incarcerated somewhere. I was supposed to be trapped in some ghetto somewhere, but I managed to get out of that. I actually walked around with anger, but didn't even know why until I found out about my heritage. I didn't know anything about my culture because of what I was taught in school, and my mom never really gave me the information. But the spiritual awakening.
Whoa, sir. The Justice Department says saying mother, father, male or female is a hate crime. We don't want to get shut down by the FCC. Bill O'Reilly's already been talking bad about us. And I'm not joking. The article's on Infowars.com. Justice Department says use of husband and wife is considered hate speech. Well, you know, when you said mother, that's hateful as well. Okay, so do you want to apologize for that right now?
I will not. And I will not participate in the psycho games, the psychology, 101 basic. You don't even have to have a college degree to understand it. Once you see through that, all the psych warfare, then you get down to the meat and bones of it, which is devil, God. There's a war. So, I mean.
Oh, my gosh. This is so extreme right now.
I was a bad
sir, father. Sir, what is wrong? What is wrong with the Justice Department threatening to arrest pro-lifers if they don't tell them their prayers? I mean, the government is supposed to know your prayers.
I don't agree.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was a bad parent, to see. But I didn't know any better until I woke up. And
good job.
It changed everything in my life. I change everything. Now, I expect everybody to change with me. But now I'm coming to the conclusion and the understanding that everybody won't change. I've just come to understanding that since I progress, it doesn't mean necessarily that everybody around me will, but I can only lead by example. But sometimes it drives you crazy because you'll see that 1 + 1 = 2, but to them it's 4, 5, 6, maybe 2, maybe 3. And that is the realistic, the real reality of what we're living in. And I truly, truly think this is basically a war against evil and good.
I agree with you. And then evil will call good bad. And it's amazing what they've done to us. God bless you, Mike. And I'm sorry I was being sarcastic. I do that sometimes when I'm particularly not even so much exhausted. I think it is exhaustion. Because I get in here and I read like 100 different articles when I'm at home, and I get here and there's stacks of all this news, and I'm just like, what? I mean, it's just like, how much worse does it have to get before it gets better? And I think it comes down to the fact that, thank God, you know, you were being led astray by corruption and all the brainwashing, but then you still had enough spirit and soul and intellect in you to get out of it. And it's like if there's any little peak of light, we can find our way out of this thing. And so that's why it's important for all of us that are out there to wake up others. And it doesn't mean we've got all the answers or we're perfect either. But, man, we know we're going in the wrong direction. And that's the bottom line there. Great point. Stephen in Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex Jones. How are you doing?
Good.
Alex?
Yes.
Can I tell you something? I'm concerned about, like, you know how you said that this department was targeting conservative groups?
Yes.
Guess who else is being targeted by the Justice Department? Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Oh, I know. They're trying to put him in jail because he enforces the law in his area. I don't think Joe's perfect, but, I mean, I think he's a little bit of a goofball, but, I mean, sometimes that's good compared to, yes, the gun-running Justice Department is going after Sheriff Arpaio because he arrests the illegals when they commit crimes. And everywhere else, the illegals are basically let go or slapped on the wrist because they are illegal. Well, then why don't I just stop complying with everything? See, only the criminals and the government, the UN, and the illegals, everybody that's a lawbreaker can do whatever they want, basically. And then anybody that actually tries to follow the law, we're all penalized. Well, when there's tyranny, rebellion is absolutely what is needed. It is duty. When the law is tyranny, rebellion is duty. And I'm rebelling by resisting and speaking out. But go ahead and talk about Arpaio. You're calling from Arizona. You're saying you will be at Bilderberg. I see that on the screen.
Yes, I will be at Bilderberg. I'll try to get there.
Good job.
I love you, Alex. You're my friend.
You're my friend as well. And let's drink some fluoride together.
No way.
I appreciate your call. I keep doing this fluoride thing. I keep overdoing it. What happens is I'm just coming to grips with the fact that Obama actually cares about me. Oh, we have Henry Kissinger back?
I'm your new band leader, Henry Kissinger. What do you want to hear?
No, do not squeeze, only tickle. Hold on, let me read this here. Obama to sign international gun control treaty on June 3rd. By the way, that's a ripoff of a Joe Rogan bit he does on Schwarzenegger. Continuing, on June 3rd, President Barack Obama will sign the UN Arms Treaty, ATT. The ATT passed in the UN General Assembly to 153-4 vote April 2nd. The treaty is ostensibly aimed at putting an end to gun trafficking across international boundaries. And both Breitbart News and the NRA have argued that it will eventually require an international gun registry in order to be enforceable. The ATT also provides, and it goes through Obama making the announcement that he's planning to sign that. So there you go. Congress says they won't ratify it. They failed in the Senate. But it's like, who needs a stinking Senate? I mean, who does? All right, listen, Bilderberg, next time you hear from me on the radio, I would have either made it on the airplane to go to England or I wouldn't have. But regardless, people are going to be there. I'm going unless they stop me. Bilderberg is covered at InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, it will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word. Like never before, they wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, in my little stack of news here, the announcement has been made that starting next week, you will be getting notices in your mail, your snail mail, from the federal government that your insurance has been canceled. and that you've got to go renegotiate it under their terms. And that's why Forbes, Reuters, all of them have reported that the major insurance commission made up of the lobbyists of the big foreign-owned, banking-owned insurance companies, that this year the rates are doubling on average. This is meant to bankrupt the country. But, hey, don't worry. Yours is only going to double on average, and then government will say what treatment you can get. So you'll pay more and get less because foreign banks run Obama. But he is a Peace Prize winner. Obamacare, 146% rate hike in California. Isn't that nice? So that's what we have to look forward to. That's out of Forbes. But the Marines, though, who are busy growing the opium over in Afghanistan and fighting the Al-Qaeda and Taliban the globalists created, they don't get hot meals anymore. And they're complaining about that. And they shouldn't complain about that because Obama needs to have, you know, $1 million a day vacations and the vice president $500,000 a day vacations. But Marines angry at loss of hot meals in Afghanistan. Well, you don't get hot meals ever. Now, they were only getting them, you know, every couple days. You don't get those now. The drawdown diet Marines steamed by loss of hot meals at Afghanistan base. Now, you enjoy your you ought to be seeing about the GMO aspartame stuff and all the deadly shots you're given. But, hey, you'll get back and have health problems soon enough they won't give you aid for. And then just get ready to die and to have mentally retarded and deformed children. I'm sad that's happening, but I need to warn you, they give you a soft kill injection when you're in the military, a whole bunch of stuff. And they test stuff on you and everything else because the globalists run America and their number one enemy is veterans. That's why they say the number one terror threat is veterans. Oh, in fact, they just popped up the article. Let's put up that InfoWars.com article. And then it's got a link there to the Obama announcement. Obamacare to begin automatically canceling private health insurance policies. Remember how Obama said if you liked your health care plan, you could keep your health care plan? He also said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists or was going to not sign the NDAA and about 100 other lies. Yeah, well, never mind. He didn't really mean it. Start watching your email or your snail mail because in the next few weeks and months, Obamacare is going to start automatically canceling private health care policies. And there's a federal minimum health care insurance requirement. So now you're made to buy exactly what they say, so it's going to double. But, hey, that's not the good news. The really good news is, you can pull this up, by 2015, it's set, just 2 years away, to triple. That's some good free health care, isn't it? Obamacare to trigger health insurance cancellation notices. There's Fox News reporting on it, the Associated Press as well. So you can keep your health plan. And, of course, there's no death panels, but then after they passed it, you know, Newsweek came out and said, that, yeah, we're going to kill Granny. And then Bill Gates came out and said, yeah, we're going to kill Grandma. And I mean, you know, Tom Daschle wrote a book saying you're above 65, no eye surgery, no knee surgery. That's, I mean, like, it's like you can't shake a stick and not hit a doctor in Cuba. Of course, you can't actually get any health care unless you're an inter-party communist. And you, I mean, you know, if you have a knee problem, you get a cane. Or if you're going blind, you get a cane. Kind of like, here's a cane. You want to, I mean, they actually say that. Daschle said, get a cane. So, because again, they want all your money through the socialist health care to go to foreign banks. And then they will give the illegal aliens free health care, though. And have their babies free and stuff, only to bring in a group to vote to take the guns and then further collapse the country. And again, you can't blame the illegal aliens. Their countries have been ruined by the globalists as well. So they're just fleeing somewhere better. And, you know, of course, it's meant to make the lifeboat go under. The lifeboat can, say, hold 20 people. It's got about 50 in it right now. It's right at the waterline. People are bailing. And if you bail, you're called a traitor or a terrorist. I'm not exaggerating. We're going to break a report in the next few hours. Where the Justice Department actually says that husband and wife, can't use that if you work for the federal government. That's hate speech. Just those words are hate speech. It's hurtful. And, of course, France has already done that, so it's a good thing. Oh, here's the great news. Obama is set to sign the International Gun Control Treaty. They've announced the U.N. General Assembly has released the vote on that, and Obama has signaled he's set to sign it and implement it outside of Congress. Who needs...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Questioned by the FBI, he was friends with Tamerlan, the supposed leader of the Boston bombing, who was on CIA payroll. This is mainstream news, being sent to infiltrate southern Russia, and was in CIA training programs in Georgia. Two of the FBI agents that were investigating this fell out of a helicopter, and they were involved investigating and on the ground and in the arrest and talked to the surviving brother before he had his throat cut out. You know, he climbed out not bleeding, and then minutes later, you know, oh, he may die because news cameras were on the boat. They tried to shoot it up and kill him, but it's miraculously he didn't get hit or didn't die, and so they had to cut his throat out and then announce that he'd confessed with his throat cut out. Because that's how you do it now. You just go directly to a hospital bed with your throat cut out, and then he confesses. They could do that to me because it's such a free country. Ibrahim Todashev was killed. This has now been admitted by FBI during a questioning, was shot six times and once in the crown of the head. Photos shown at a press conference in Moscow reveal his father suspects it could have been a kill shot. Kind of like Terrence Yakey, cop of the year that responded first to the Oklahoma City bombing about a minute after it happened and carried a few people out on his back and asked the ATF, why are you in bomb squad gear? Why are there people from the federal office here? And they said, shut up or we'll kill you. I've talked to his family. We've made films with him. We did interviews. I've talked to cops that knew him. I've talked to Don Browning, who was head of the canine unit, the second to respond. And he asked questions, and they came to his office and said, the FBI did. He said this on the show and said, you and your wife are dead if you don't shut up. And he went to the police chief and tried to, the chief said, yeah, shut up. You heard him. Take your check and go have a good day, buddy boy. We're playing hero right now. Don't get in the way of that. The daycare got bombed. You and your wife, Apu, know what to do, don't ya? Because America's run by the good guys. America's run by the folks that run Fast and Furious, who was the deputy attorney general in 1995. And now he's the big honcho. He's now the big man. He's now the king daddy in charge. Why, he's Eric Holder. People say, why have they killed you yet? Because I'm on the air. They're trying to kill my name. They're trying to destroy me, perhaps before setting me up or doing something like that. They pull me over with drugs. I don't use drugs. They find me dead in a hotel room with a hooker. I don't do that. They found dead with a heroin injector. I've never used heroin. Would never take any hard drugs. It's pure bull. Shoot me in the top of the head. Terrence Yankee, cop of the year, he was tortured, cuts all over his body, looked like electric shocks, out in the field, blood everywhere, and then a shot in the back of the head. Because that's how you commit suicide, from the back and down. Kind of like this friend of Tamerlan who, said the FBI's coming to talk to me. He told people it's a setup. My friends were set up. And he told his friends they're going to kill me. That's on record. And they said, don't worry, the FBI's the good guys. I saw it on TV. And it turned out the FBI, first we heard, had been attacked and stabbed. Turned out he wasn't stabbed. That's why there's no hospital record. They're now saying, well, he jumped up out of his chair. Well, everybody knows you go in for questioning, and then you jump out of your chair. And it's like that woman with the TSA who choked herself, but she was handcuffed behind her back. See, what happens is the cops, too, like to jump on your head now. It's like fun to jump on, and then you suffocate. Every day I see an article about they go to the asthmatic's house. There's no guns, no drugs, no nothing. They jump on them. The person begs for 20 minutes and dies. And it's like high fly all around her. I think it's great. I think it's all wonderful. And I say, I think it's great. They've already taken all the corporate pension funds, almost all of them. The federal pension funds have already been taken. You're still being paid with fiat dollars, but the money's gone. I think it's all great, too. I support the government. I support them growing the opium in Afghanistan and shipping it in. I support them persecuting journalists and arresting media people that just report mainstream news. I support secret arrest under NDAA and Obama saying they'll kill Americans inside the U.S. and authorizing NATO countries to kill whoever they want inside the U.S. outside of law. Because he's the president, and when he does it, it's okay. When he does it, it's not illegal. I mean, it is, but you know what? I think I'm going to join the team and stop being such a hate monger. In fact, maybe I should just apologize, because I'm reading all this news. Oh, look at this. Japan is banning importations of corn GMO that kills the insects. They're like, the Japanese government's like, it kills insects, but humans can eat it. We have these studies of organ failure. No, thank you. But they still try to ship it in like it was a bioweapon or something, like it was a military operation from Monsanto and others. Oh, it was a military operation. Sorry. Japan halts imports of U.S. wheat after it was corn. Now it's wheat this week after USDA shock finding of genetic pollution from GMOs. Yes, it does change your DNA when they add plant and animal and then pharmacological traits to this. But of course, that's USA, USDA even now admits that. But you know what? It's okay. It's all right. I think everybody should just go with the flow, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I mentioned this yesterday, but now there's been a PrisonPlanet.com article written about it. It was in the Illinois newspapers. Illinois AG department illegally seizes privately owned bees resistant to GMO poison. Now, they claim that bees don't even, that the poison isn't expressed in the pollen of these different plants like corn, but it does kill the bees, and there's been big studies out on that. Well, now they're very upset that a beekeeper pointed out that his bees were not dying from it, and they did a study on it, and you don't want to find out what's going on, including studies that are linked in this article to killing human kidney cells. Well, what's wrong with killing your kidneys? I mean, come on, man. Don't be extreme. It's fun. And Terrence Ingram, a world-renowned naturalist who once saved the bald eagle, well, that's a crime, get rid of those, from being on the endangered species list, was recently met by the Illinois Agriculture Department, which seizes privately owned bees. The department seized the bees that were resistant to GMO pesticides and killed the remaining healthy queen bees in the beehives. Well, yeah, we can't have the bees surviving. I mean, if they mutate to survive, that's not good. You can, when your kid's getting sick from this stuff, you supposedly can't get the genetic test to prove it because, well, that's patented. Those poisons in your child are patented. And the court said so. Good people. Ingram had been researching the effects of Roundup, the Monsanto Frankenfood best-selling herbicide meant to make crops more resistant to pests. Roundup itself has a long list of negative effects. Again, killing human kidney cells and stuff like that. Much of the ill effects of Roundup are produced by the active ingredient. And then it goes through all that. Ingram has been raising the bees 58 years. Well, those aren't yours anymore. I mean, it's we're going to seize them because Monsanto said so. And researching Roundup's effects on bees 15 years. Well, we can't have that. That's why Monsanto's buying up all the bee study companies. They ruined 15 years of my research. Well, that's the point, bud. Roll over and die. Let's get him on, guys. Let's get this guy on. He told Prairie Advocate, by stealing most of my stock, you can surmise that the results of my research were not likely a glowing report on the benefits of GMO pesticides. The AG department allegedly seized Ingram's bees because they were stricken with a disease known as American foul brood. However, Ingram said he could prove that that is simply not true and intended to do so in an April hearing. And it just goes on from there. So that's the kind of stuff that goes on. Here's another article from the LRC blog. I was already mentioning this. I just can't get over it. So why did the FBI shoot the friend of Tamerlan? But the best part is he confessed verbally to the agents about being involved in a triple murder before he shot himself in the top of the head. Yes, we came and questioned Alex Jones, and or maybe Ron Paul, maybe Rand Paul. We questioned the senator, and then he confessed to, who knows, arming Kim Jong-un. I mean, who knows what they'll make up. And then he jumped up, and we felt threatened and shot him six times. You're like, oh, no, this is only, this other guy that did it too. It'll never happen to anybody big. If they get away with it, it will. Oh, they'll never arrest reporters, that talk to mainline sources just about their views on the administration. That's completely protected by the First Amendment. Oh, they are. And then I guess we're all supposed to just get scared by all of this. And then roll over in frothing, shaking, gibbering, uncontrolled fear, because that will make the bad guys leave us alone, right? If we lay down, bend over, grease the skids, on our back, that will stop the bullies, right? That will fix everything. I mean, if the FBI comes into the cop's office and says, "We'll kill you and your wife are dead if you don't shut up," you're supposed to shut up, Don Browning in Oklahoma City. And you saw what happened to Terrence Yankee, shot in the top of the head, tortured all over his body, knife wounds all over his body, electrical wounds, all this other stuff, to find out, where his documents were at. And see, the FBI, the hit team they sent, because he called his partner and he said, "I'm getting, looks like I'm being followed by some feds." And all the witnesses of the feds planting the bombs and everything else, you're supposed to understand Terrence Yankee was the bad guy, folks. He was the bad guy saving people out of the wreckage. He was the bad guy seeing the ATF on the scene, dozens of them, and the FBI a minute after it happened in bomb gear and telling him to shut up. And he was supposed to just go with the flow, feel good, get a commendation, and that's the end of it. Because Because blowing up that nursery was loving to bring in the collective. We have to blame the libertarians and the conservatives and the gun owners for the bombing. We've got to create a collective guilt to create an omnibus crime bill and then a Homeland Security Bureau to persecute the Tea Party and the pro-lifers and the veterans and the gun owners. How else are we going to fully take over America and fully break down the family and fully take your private property and fully have offshore banks that are exempt from all of this transfer all our wealth? How are they going to destroy a free country without doing that? How, Don Browning? Head of the canine unit in Oklahoma City? You are the bad man. I, Alex Jones, am the bad man. Ron Paul is the bad man. Rand Paul is the bad man. He came out last week, again this week, and said in the Senate, why are we funding Al-Qaeda and the Bin Laden Brigade, the main leadership? It's like 60% of the rebels now, they estimate. Even Reuters does, are Al-Qaeda. They have Al-Qaeda flags, they march, and they say, after Assad, we destroy America. And they're going to let them attack America as soon as they've done that job, and they'll all be paid in gold as usual. They flew out 30 to 40,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders. Just Google Airlift of Evil, Newsweek, Daily Mail, Sunday Times of London, where the Special Forces colonels and generals were like, we are loading them on C-130s with chest of gold, and we're flying them over the mountains into Pakistan. And then, of course, that's the group they fight today. They don't really fight them. They bomb other people. See, they move their Al-Qaeda simulant into an area, and they stage some terror attacks and things when it's needed, you know, to take liberties and things. But then you say, oh, we may have to attack and take over Pakistan because they're harboring Al-Qaeda. And then the Pakistani presidents come out and go, you're running these people. And it's on record they are. And see, Rand Paul should understand it's part of the greater game to overthrow Libya and Egypt and Syria and put Al-Qaeda in. How else is Al-Qaeda going to shoot down European and Western airliners with heat-seeking missiles the Pentagon gave them? How else are they going to do that so we can have highway checkpoints to look for missiles? I mean, how else are we going to overthrow America and the rest of the world? Because America can't stand. America can't exist. America can't be there as a free country with private property and guns and families and marriages and children and prosperity when, you know, the average African country's got 40% HIV infection, UN caught adding sterilants to the vaccines, GMO being shipped in to kill everybody. You know, the rest of Latin America, forced sterilizations, all this stuff. You know, goes, I mean, you can't have them all under this and then we're not under it. We've got to eat all the GMO. We've got to have the organ failure. We've got to have the 3,000% increase in breast cancer, 10,000% increase in pediatric cancer. We've got to do it. We've got to be part of it. We've got to show everybody, look, we're eating it, it's safe. We're drinking it, it's safe. We're taking all the vaccines, it's safe. We're assigning social workers to every family and saying, parents, the children don't belong to you, they belong to the state. It's safe. It's America, land of the free, home of the brave. Look at that drone. Look at that black helicopter. You know what? The people who talk about black helicopters, they were actually being truthful, but they're here to save you now. You saw that army checkpoint in your town. FEMA came door to door in Chicago. We've got a reporter coming on later. The general manager of our 1530 affiliate in Chicago. He's got video of it. He put out the famous video of his son in a wheelchair being accosted by the TSA. And they're coming and asking questions about you and your family. It's just a we're just dropping by because some stuff's coming to America that we're going to be in your life every day. Because it's in the civilian inmate labor camp program. And again, this doesn't have to happen if we wake up. But see, if Rachel Maddow can say there aren't 2 billion bullets, there aren't FEMA camps, we can never have a debate about it and say we don't want that. As they roll it out, they go, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist. So we can never have a debate about it. Chat offensive. They would bullhorn in Vietnamese and English, this is not an assault. And they learned that, of course, from the German military, and our military learned that. Did you know if you're actually in good old-fashioned infantry warfare with groups moving against each other. Some of the last times this happened was really in Vietnam, but they did some of it in the 1990 invasion of Iraq. You broadcast in radio, TV, but also with loudspeakers that we're not attacking. We're not attacking. I mean, you shove bayonets. I'm not attacking you. Oh, there's no New World Order. There's no Bilderberg Group either. And everybody loves it. Because the average person doesn't want to fight. When a bank robber comes in, they say, put your hands up and nothing bad's going to happen. A lot of times, you know, because I read crime reports, I'm sure you do too, you'll hear about these, you know, usually multi-time losers out of prison. They come to a house, they tie everybody up, people don't resist, they pull a knife, they pull a gun, people don't try to get away from them, and then they get tied up, and then one of the guys goes, let's go ahead and rape them. And then they go ahead and rape them. They go, let's kill them. All right, you first. They start shooting your own. And see, I don't act like that. I don't go here, put me, tie me up. I'm going to gouge your eyeballs out or die trying if I can't get to a gun. But see, I'm a bad man. We're supposed to be with the government. Here, put the handcuffs on as a Homeland Security. You know, we're supposed to take me in the basement. I know you're going to be nice to me, New World Order.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
You know, I said I would get to the Bilderberg news, but I'll do that later in the next hour after I take some phone calls. And we'll We'll move the Ask Alex thing with Christy Hightower into the third hour. Also, in the third hour, up on Infowars.com, we're going to post an article with links and a video here on the radio show / TV show today. As I've been announcing from the start of the broadcast today, we are going to get into this story right here. Document cam, please. Remember this story? France set to ban the words mother and father from official documents. Now, we have that going on in England. I have articles of this because it's intolerant to say mother and father. We have the Justice Department, this is on their own website, about how to be inclusive. It says, do not use the words like spouse. Use inclusive words like partner, significant other, or spouse rather than gender-specific terms like husband and wife. See, a gender is bad. It's bad if you're a male. It's bad if you're a female. For example, in invitations to office parties or when asking a new employee about his or home life. So again, this is how they phase this in. It's insensitive, which then they call hate speech. That's what it is. They're saying hate speech. To say your husband or your wife. And again, it's sold as if it's being inclusive, but all it does is actually charge everyone up obsessing over some type of identity where the fact that you're heterosexual is a bad thing. And that's actually what's taught in the universities, that all male and female sex is rape, that men are inherently bad, blah, blah, blah. This, and meanwhile, the government has got super militarized men, robots, drones, all of it to enforce. They just don't want you to be a man. And they want women to think it's cool if men are weak. It's like I was telling a pregnant woman, with her husband and some people on the hike and bike trail, I was saying, be careful of vaccines. You got a 17% reduction in women's IQ, 20-something in men, that's about a 20 average. The autism's way up in boys because they have a thinner blood-brain barrier. And the woman goes, that's because girls are better. And I went, listen, it's not about boys and girls. It's hurting people. But it's almost kind of like exciting. Like, you mean we're hurting men? We get ahead when we do that. Yeah, there it is. Washington State Gender Neutral Vocabulary Law signed by Jay Inslee, the governor. See, we need to add all that to our article. People won't even believe this. That's Reuters. Let me have that article. I mean, it's like, and again, people in identity politics, it's like a cult or something. Where it's just, that's all there is 24/7. We're going to go to break and start the next hour and get into the news and your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. It's open line Friday. First-time callers, 800-259-9231 on any of the issues I've raised. A ton of other news, video clips, guests. It's all coming up. We've got some breaking stories on FEMA that we're working on right now and this whole gender thing. But 800-259-9231. They want to divide us between religion, sex, region. And then saying you're heterosexual is hurtful. This is already done in Europe. We know the model here. Don't forget, this broadcast is listener-supported. Spread the word about it. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. See the nightly news and all my films. One membership is worth 11 memberships. $5.95 a month. That's 55 cents per person per month. PrisonPlanet.tv. We have the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. And 15% off on ProPure water filter systems.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.